touch that. Leave it. Leave it. Put it down. Put it down. Step away. Just put it down. Hey, it's your boy, Cypher Diaz, Cedric L. Jackson. And today, what I'm going to talk to you about, what I'm going to share with you is gross monthly income. And I'm going to share with you why that's important, how the banks view it. But if you're a good sport and you stick around to the end, I'm going to share with you the three C's to marketing online and for you to start making money. So let's just dive right into it. What is gross monthly income? Gross monthly income is exactly what you make before any deductions, you know, taxes, health insurance, 401k, any of that stuff before it gets taken out. Your net is what you keep after all the deductions. Now, why should you be concerned with this? Well, most people, they don't look at their gross monthly income. They just look at what they take home. But the banks look at your gross. Major lenders and banks, they look at your gross because they want to use that figure, calculate it out, what you make gross monthly income, and that's how they approve your loans, especially if you're under 700 score. So let me just show you this here. Now, this is what they use to calculate what your gross monthly income is. I've spent 14 years in the car business, sent a lot of loans in, so I'm going to share with you their basic strategy. They take 4.3 weeks, which is the average for a month. So let's see how that works out. With the 4.3 weeks, they're going to either use that, or if it's a tough situation on getting a deal approved, they're going to look at your actual year-to-date income and divide that by not how many months, but how many months you've actually worked. So if you started February 1st, they'll divide it by that because they want a true reading of what your gross monthly income is. So for example, let's take John. John earns $25 per hour. John works 40 hours per week. He doesn't get any overtime at all. So what is John's gross monthly income? Well, we take $25 per hour times 40 hours per week gives us $1,000. $1,000 per week times a 4.3 strategy, that's $4,300. So John's gross monthly income is $4,300 per month. So I covered gross monthly income. That's what it is in a nutshell. It's a real simple concept. But let me show you something. Let me reveal something to you about how you can raise, increase your gross monthly income. So stick around. Now, there's going to be three things we do. Remember, we talked about the three C's of marketing. What we're going to do is we're going to create traffic. And the way you create traffic is by creating content. Okay, so here's an example of content. Here's a YouTube video. And I'll provide a link so you can watch the actual video on your own. Okay, you can do a blog post, you can do a podcast. Doing any of those things, you will create your content. That content will generate traffic, and people will come to your page and they will just decide to buy. They will just decide to buy your offer because you've created content and you've created traffic and you've got people looking at the button, clicking the link. So this is what happens when you have people looking at the button, clicking the link and saying to themselves, I have to click this button. You know what? You're going to capture some leads. And we're going to take those leads that you're capturing on your page because people are taking action. You're going to take those leads and you're going to convert those leads from the content into sales. And people will scroll down through your blog. Both of these examples are from my blog. I take the content on my blog. People submit either on this panel on the right or the one at the bottom where it says free training video or free video training. Do these three steps. People click on that. They become a lead. Now in the background, I have a system that's already set up. It's automated. It's part of the process. And I can use any one of these mail services, you know, Constant Contact, AWeber, that's who I personally use. But there's tons of systems out there. So these leads that come in, you can already set up the emails that are going to go out to them. So everything is automated. Now, that's what you do. Your emails are going to convince people over time to go ahead and do what it is you're doing because you're going to show people exactly what I'm showing you right now. And you can do this. This is real simple. It's not hard. It's not technical. You're just going to take those three things, create traffic, take the traffic and create leads out of it and convert those leads into sales. And you don't even have to sell when I'm selling. If you have a normal business, you can sell that. If you have a multi-level marketing business like, you know, Primerica, Herbalife, It Works, you can sell that. We're just going to teach you the most effective strategies to get people looking at your offer and deciding to buy. That's what this is really all about. But if you decide to do what we're doing, you're going to make 100% commissions. And more about that later. So I've showed you now how you can go online using Facebook or any social media, Twitter feed, whatever, Google+, and you can create an online income for yourself. Remember, you create the content, it turns into traffic, turns into leads, turns into sales. So click the link below, go ahead and get in. And we'll go ahead and teach you and show you how we do this more effectively. So just click the link below, take action, get in, get started right now. For those of you who need to, you know, maybe you need a little bit more of my story and why I started doing this. So let me just tell you a little bit about my story. I used to work for a company and I worked my way up that ladder. I started out selling cars and got promoted and I was doing a totally different job in the dealership, and I worked my way up that ladder, and I had a little, we're going to call it a heart-to-heart with the powers that be, and they basically told me that I was creating more problems than I was solving. So I got eliminated from that position. I got demoted. I went to my car, and I cried like a baby. Why did I cry like a baby? Not because they took the job away from me. That's not really why. The reason why I cried like a baby was because I felt like I wasted my time. See, I was being paid a salary like most of you, or some of you are being paid hourly. Some of you are making a really good salary. Some of you are making a ton of money with your 9-to-5. But here's the thing. The reason why I felt like I wasted my time because I was being paid a salary and I was staying over that amount of time that I was being paid for. So, in essence, I was working for free because I wanted to climb the ladder even higher, and then they came along and just crushed it. They crushed my dream and basically said, you know what? You're not doing things the way we want them done. So, I made a decision in that moment. My decision was to never work that hard again for another company as long as I live. If I'm going to work that hard, I'm going to work that hard on my own business and create success for myself to where I benefit 100% of the time so that I can do things that I want to do. Like, for instance, I want to be out snowboarding with my friends up in Big Bear. And if you're up in Big Bear and you see me, holler at your boy because I love to snowboard. Now, I want to do other things. And at that time in my life, you know, I stepped away from that dealership and I just went back to selling cars because that was something I know I could do. I knew I could sell cars while I figure out how. How do I get involved and build my own business so I can start doing the things that I love, like doing more snowboarding and seeing better views. I mean, that's such a beautiful view right there. That's Mammoth, California. I don't know if you've ever been, but you got to go. But the only view I was getting to see at this time was this. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., more cars back on that lot. So you know what? I had to make another decision. I had to take some action. Like, you know what? What do I have to do to change my life? How can I change my life? And my mind's just going through all these resources because at that time, I was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Maybe some of you have read it. If you haven't read it, highly recommend you go read that book. So how did I get involved with this community? Well, I saw my buddy Travis. He's there on the left and Nestor Ndome is on the right. These are two of my good friends. But Travis was marketing online and I saw him getting results. And at this time, I had started with Herbalife. And I had no success. And that's not to say anything against Herbalife. I think you could have success if that's what you choose to do. I've got a couple friends, Super Mario, the guy's killing it here in the Inland Empire. He's built, you know, a huge downline doing Herbalife so people can be successful doing any MLM It's just up to the person. But I felt like I needed more training, more strategies. I wanted to do something online. How can I make that work? And I saw Travis was making it work. So Travis said to me, look, here's my link, okay? Go put your email in here and get instant access. So I took action. I did that right then and there. I put my email in that link and I got instant access. And this is the video I watched. This is the sales video. While watching this video, I started to imagine what could happen for me. I started to think and visualize what could happen for me. I knew that if I can get into the same circles that I see these people in, like how I just had this video with Justin, I knew at that point, if I can get in these circles, I could create success for myself, because success leaves clues. I know you heard that before and you haven't. Write that down. Success leaves clues. You know, here's a picture of Justin's income, and I got to throw this out here. Here's an income disclaimer for you guys. Just because he's making that kind of money doesn't guarantee you will make anything in this industry or in this company. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know you. I don't know what results you're going to create. Maybe you can crush these results. Maybe you can make half of that results. You know what? If you can make a tenth of this result for yourself, I'm sure you would be happy and it would change your life and it would put you in a better stage in your life. But I wanted to model these results that they were getting. So this is what I started to realize. I started to realize that my dreams were still achievable. Even though the other company came and crushed them out, I could still make things happen, because if it's up to B, it's up to me. So I decided again to take action. I took action. What did I do? I decided, you know what? I'm going to sell my furniture. I'm going to move out of my apartment. I'm going to sell all of my furniture. I sold couches, love seats, this dining room table that you're looking at, my most prized possession, my TV. I was an avid video game player at this time. I was all about Call of Duty. You couldn't tell me anything about Call of Duty. I played that game like it was going out of style. But I got rid of that habit because it's not a habit of the wealthy or the successful. So what did I do from there? I decided, you know what? My car is having a lot of problems. I worked close enough to home to where I could walk. I sold my car and I invested it back into my business. I decided I would walk to work, be sweaty, wear a backpack, take my lunch, and walk every single day, because I have a dream and I want to reach that dream and I know where I'm going. And I would love if you would like to come with me. So click the link below. If you would like to come with me, if you would like to start realizing your dreams, click the link below. Here's some examples of one of the first events I went to in Denver, Colorado, called Don't Be a Wussy. This is my good friends right here, Kevin and Melissa Connect. You can see their check, and this check is a 90-day period. These are not annual. This is for 90 days. This is their income. Again, income disclaimer, your results may vary. Let's go to another one. Remember Adam from the first video? You're going to meet Adam in just a second. Again, 90-day results. This is what Adam's created. Lawrence Tam. Lawrence Tam is a phenomenal man in this business, in this industry. And you know what? He's one of my mentors, and I'm so happy to be involved with this industry, this system of Empower Network, because I've learned so much. I've learned a ton of things that these people have taught me through just being in their system. And I believe that you can do this too, because it's not hard. It's not technical. It's a system. Sometimes people don't work, but systems, they always work. Systems always work. You just have to work it. Now, here's the beautiful part about our particular system within Empower Network. I am a member of the Prosperity Team, and we have a Prosperity Team training site. This is all I do. I plug in to the training site every single day, and they tell me, here, These are today's assignments. Go do these things so we can create success for you, Cedric. And you see Travis's smiling face there again because he's my sponsor. He's the one that brought me into the business. And remember, whatever it is that I purchase or invest from Empower Network, Travis gets paid. He's my sponsor. And Mike Hobbs is doing all this training every single day because he's one of the founders of Prosperity Team. He loves to do these trainings to help people grow and to have them break through. So what have I learned since I've been in Empower Network? What kind of results do I have? Well, as you can see here, I ranked number one in Google, Yahoo, and Bing for my video on a Chevy Silverado. As you can see there, it's the number one search result. And people, pay attention here. Notice how I'm not signed into my Google Plus. I did that on purpose so you can't say, oh, well, you're signed in with your account. Now it ranks higher. No, I'm not signed into my account. It ranks high because I know how to get stuff to rank. Yes, it's a long tail keyword, but you know what? It still ranks, and it's ranking for something that's local business. I can go and promote a local business and get paid doing their SEO. So that opens a whole nother door for me. Look at my video. This video right here, it's got 11,555 views. I'm crushing the competition. If you look at all the dealerships around me that have videos up, if you add up all their videos total, they don't have that many views of all their videos. I've got one video that I haven't even promoted in 3-4 months, and it's still crushing it, getting me sales and leads every single day. Now, this is the key right here. You want to create freedom. You want to take action. Take action now. Go ahead, click the link. This is your boy, Cypher Diaz, out. Peace.